Without warning, Gandalf sighted Pamela down the length of an extended finger. "You pretty as you sounded on the phone," he told her. "Think me and you ought to get married." Judging from her rigid posture, this was not part of Pamela's vision of valiant representation. Arthur, who'd had no idea how to commence this interview, quickly picked up Judge Gillian Sullivan's judgment and commitment order from 1992 that sentenced Rame to death and began reading it out loud.
What? Who now? Asked Rame Gandalf.
Augustus Leonidas, said Arthur.
Am I known him? Asked Rami.
He's one of the three, said Arthur quietly.
What three?
The three the state says you killed. Confessed to killing, Arthur thought, but no need to put too fine a point on it at present.
Said Rami. Don't think I knowed him. Rami shook his head as if he'd missed a social call. I'm not the kind to kill no one, he offered as an afterthought.
Well, you've been convicted of killing three people, Augustus Leonidas, Paul Judson, and Louisa Remardi. They say you shot them and left them in a food locker. The state also said he'd sodomized Louisa after her death, although Rami, most likely from shame, had refused to acknowledge that part. Judge Sullivan, however, who'd heard the case on her own without a jury, had found him guilty on that count as well.
I don't know nothing about that, said Rami.
Did you write this confession for the police? Arthur asked and pushed Rami's written confession under the glass. Rami's inky eyes briefly fell.
No, I wrote some back there in that precinct. There was a cop telling me a lot of stuff I wrote down. But I don't recollect writing nothing like all of that. I ain't killed nobody.
And why did you write down what the cop was saying? Arthur asked.
Cause I like dirtied myself.
One of the more controversial pieces of proof in the case was that Rami had literally shit in his pants when the detective in charge of the case, Larry Starcheck, had started to question him. At trial, the prosecution had been allowed to introduce Rami's soiled briefs as evidence of a consciousness of guilt. That, in turn, became one of the prominent issues in Rami's many appeals, which no court had managed to address without a snickering undertone. Arthur asked if Larry, the detective, had beaten Rami, denied him food or drink or an attorney. The rarely directly responsive Rami seemed to be claiming none of that, only that he'd written an elaborate admission of guilt that was completely untrue. Rami really had nothing to offer on his own behalf, yet as they conversed, he denied every element of the state's case. The officers who'd arrested him said they'd found a necklace belonging to the female victim, Louisa Remardi, in Gandalf's pocket. That, too, he said, was a lie.
Them police had that thing already. Ain't no way it was on me when I got brought down for this.
Eventually, Arthur handed the phone to Pamela for further questions. When they'd been together more than an hour, Arthur rose, promising that Pamela and he would do their best.
I appreciate y'all come down here and everything you're doing for me. I really do,
Rami said. Arthur and Pamela were let out, unspeaking. Back in the free air, Pamela shook her slender shoulders in relief as they walked toward Arthur's car. Does he seem like a killer? She asked. He's weird, but is that what a killer is like?
I'll tell you one thing I can't see him as, said Arthur. Your husband.
Wasn't that something? Pamela asked, laughing. She was pretty enough to be untouched at some level. They passed a couple of jokes, and still bantering, Pamela said, I can't seem to meet anyone decent lately, but this, she threw a hand in the direction of the highway far off, is a pretty long trip to make every Saturday night. She was at the passenger door. The wind frothed her blondish hair as she laughed lightly again, and Arthur felt his heart knock. But, brought to that petrifying brink where his fantasies adjoined the actual world, Arthur realized that, as usual, he would not step forward. The weight of his life fell over him, and the few categories that described him came back to mind. He was a partner, and without love. His father was dead. He considered the list, felt again that it added up to far less than he had long hoped for, or even was entitled to, then opened the car door to head back to it all.